The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees with some scribes had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. Keeping the tradition of the elders, and on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed. The purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "What did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites? As it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts. You disregard God's commandments, but you cling to human tradition." He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile the person. But the things that come out from within are what defile. From within, people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So now, the good news this morning is, it's good news for you. I won't be giving you a homily. You were supposed to say, "Oh," but in a place of the homily this morning, seriously, we have a video, and it's from a De La Salle father. Unfortunately, he couldn't be here in person, and Dawn did say the sound is not marvelous, so you got to listen carefully to the words that he tells us. And the De La Salle missioners, they work among the people in Africa, the poor in Africa, and something very closer to home and closer to us, they also work in Haiti. And then maybe at the end of the video, we'll have a few more comments. So do your best now to listen.
My name is Father Thomas Velapoli, a member of the Missionaries of Our Lady of La Salette from the province of Mendi, Mother of the Americas. Though I am from India, I was a missionary to the Philippines for 11 years. At present, I am working at the LaSalle Mission Center, which is located in St. Louis, Missouri. LaSalle is a village in the French Isles, where in 1846, on September 19, the Blessed Mother appeared to two children, Maximin and Melanie, who were shepherds. The Blessed Mother was sent to these shepherds with the message of reconciliation, prayer, penance, and zeal for the Word of God. At the end of her message, she told the children to make this message known to all God's people. Today, there are almost 1,000 LaSalle missionaries working in 29 countries, especially in the missions of Madagascar, Angola, Tanzania, in Mozambique, Argentina, Bolivia, and Brazil, in the Philippines, India, Myanmar, and we also serve in Haiti. Among the many LaSalle ministries, I would like to focus on one thing that we do for the children of this world who are less fortunate and less privileged. Perhaps you still remember when Haiti was hit by that major earthquake back in 2010. It came unexpectedly and changed the life of Haitians forever. According to the statistics, 316,000 people died in that disaster, and 1.8 million people were left homeless. Our missionaries serving there for the past 12 years, tell us about what is happening today. There are thousands of children thrown out into the streets without any education, no friends, no money, and in some cases even separated from their own families, having no one to care for them. I was privileged to visit Haiti for a week. It was such a heartbreaking experience for me to see the life of Haitian people. We have two schools and hundreds of students, most of them coming from very poor families. They are provided a meal every day. That's because that their parents are not able to meet the basic needs of their children, such as food and clothing. Upon returning to St. Louis, I thought of the many people that I had met that live in terrible poverty, some even without a home. It will take years and years to rebuild that nation, but the healing has begun. That we believe education is the key to restore, to rebuild that nation. Our missionaries in Argentina and Bolivia do the same ministry, caring for such poor children. It actually doesn't even take a dollar a day to feed a child a meal, but when it is in hundreds and you have to feed them every day, it becomes quite a challenging ministry. There is hope for these children. There is hope for Haiti, and we are able to reach out to help them simply because of the generosity and support of people like you. God has blessed us in many ways, and in turn, we are invited to be a blessing in the lives of so many people around us. You may never see the faces of people or hear their voices, but they may have found a better future because of your love and generosity. Finally, I want to express my gratitude to all of you for being a blessing. And for whatever gifts you can offer in the midst of this pandemic, please know that you have made a difference in the lives of so many, or maybe someone somewhere in some corner of this world. I'd like to ask for your prayers. Let us pray for each other. Let us pray for the missions. Let us pray for all the missionaries around the world and the people that they serve, that together we may continue to build God's kingdom here on earth. Thank you, and God bless you.
So having listened to that priest and looked at the video, doesn't that make you so thankful for the many blessings that we have? And things we don't even, we take for granted, clean water and just being able to turn on a tap. And when you look around the world today, it's hard to, in one's mind, work out what is happening. So many people in the world are starving, hungry, suffering. It's just, you know, it's hard to understand, and it does test your faith. It certainly tests my faith. Why is there such inequality all over the place? So I know there's many, many demands on your resources at the moment, but all I can say to you is do your best as a way, not what you give, but as a way of saying, thank you, God. Thank you for all the blessings that I have in my life. And we have. No, we can't get away from that. We have many, 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 many blessings compared to other people. We don't live in Louisiana, for example, where people are facing, God only knows, terrible hurricane. People all over the world suffering from war. Look at what's going on in Kabul. Look at what is going on in Afghanistan. Look at the families here in our country today grieving for losing their kids. Most of those Marines are only children, 20 years of age. So there's so much unfairness in the world. And whatever you give, it doesn't matter the amount, it's what you do with the heart. And as St. James said in the second reading this morning, that is real religion, caring for one another. It's not all about, oh God, you're wonderful, but showing it to your people around you and being conscious of other people. So hopefully you'll do your best, as you always do.